The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Come on and stand to your feet!
Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's topic on Transformation Monday is Black History is American history. And our scripture reading today is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And it reads, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." Amen. We would like to thank all our listeners and radio show sponsors for their continuous support and prayer. Amen. Amen. And at Amen. This time, First Lady, I just want to take a moment to pray for the folks of Ukraine. Yes. Pray for the country, but also pray for those 60 plus thousand Ukrainians who live currently in this region of America, the United States. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we pray for your people. And Father God, Ukraine stands in the need of prayer. The entire world stands in the need of prayer. We stand in the need of peace right now, world peace, Father God. And God, we know that you are in control of all things. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are sovereign King and Lord. So God, I just pray now, as we touch and agree with all of our listeners out there in solidarity and support of Ukraine and all those folks who are living in the states who are Ukrainian. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. And we thank you for peace, and we thank you for unity. May God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, First Lady. Amen. We are excited, y'all. We are here today. Ooh, yes, dealing with Black History Month. Y'all know that February is Black History Month, right?
Yeah.
And I know we're on the last day of the month. Somebody say the last day of the month, the last day of February, mm-hmm. which happens to be my birth month. Amen. Can somebody just say amen today?
Amen.
First Lady, come on. Black history is American history.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing as you do your research, how many people we didn't know about that have done amazing things that contributed to the things that we use on a day-to-day basis.
African-American history, a legacy of greatness.
Yeah.
And as we celebrate Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
and as we stand on the shoulders of great African-Americans.
Yeah.
Amen. Who have done great things.
Yeah.
From the amazing. Beginning.
Yeah.
From the beginning. Amazing things.
Yeah.
First Lady.
We come from a legacy of greatness. And, you know, it does sadden me a little bit that this history is not being taught in our schools.
You know, talk about it.
It does bother me a lot because growing up, you know, I only heard about Martin Luther King in school, you know, Rosa Parks.
Come
like
on,
that.
Well.
But the history books, I didn't see any of that in our history books.
You mentioned something there, First Lady, that you hear the same five names.
Right.
The same two names, the same three names, which is wonderful because they made an indelible mark on the world.
Yes.
But there's other folks out there who have done some amazing things that many people don't know about because it's just not talked about.
Right.
It's just not taught. So we're going to do a little teaching. We're going to do a little sharing when it comes to Black history and the fact that Black history is American history.
Yes.
I want that to be clear today. And First Lady and I are here and just excited to share with you because I've shared some of this information with many folks, even students, and they did not have a clue. And that's why the Lord placed this in my spirit today to share with all of you out there listening. So one, that you can be encouraged. Two, that you know who you are. Three, that you know whose you are, and that you will walk in your greatness, in your purpose and destiny, First Lady.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I think in schools, I've only had one African American teacher.
Mm.
And his name was Mr. Peters. And he made a mark in my life. He was the first person that saw the gift of music in me. And I thank God, you know, for him every single day that, you know, I was able to encounter Mr. Peters.
Yeah.
When I was like 7 years old.
I remember Mr. Peters. You talk about him. Amen. When you share your testimony about where you came from.
Yeah.
But it takes somebody to see something in you. And sometimes it takes just that.
Yeah.
Somebody to see you for who you are and the gifts that God has given you.
But I think what's really important about us shedding light on today's topic is the fact that, you know, as an African-American child, you kind of look at people that look like you and say, hey, I want to be like so-and-so and I want to be, you know, like this or that. But if you don't see the example, then how do you know? You know, it's like, you know, so-and-so looks like me, so I may have the potential to be great like this person. But if you never see a person that looks like you that's actually doing great things, then you think that it's far reach, like it's not in your reach. Well, no, that's only for this kind of person or that kind of person, but that's not possible for me. And I think that's why it's important for us to even have diversity, even in the schools, and teach about diverse cultures so that our children grow up seeing so many different things.
If we could just see each other.
Yeah.
The way that God sees us.
Yeah.
And as it is in this Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we're all created in his image.
And likeness.
Humankind.
Yeah.
All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Not one or the other. Mm-hmm. But the reality is this, First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
You said something there that little boys and girls looking to see people in position of power and authority that look like them.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I had an experience.
Yeah.
When I went on the college tour, Delaware Valley College tour.
Right.
Where my grandfather would take 20 to 40 children, African-American children from the inner cities, down on a bus tour to the HBCUs, historically Black colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. It changed my life. Because you got to see African American men and women as presidents, as head coaches,
scholars.
Yeah. And it changed my life forever. Because sometimes we look around and if we don't see folk that look like us doing some things, we get kind of in this box.
Yeah.
And we can't seem to find our way out.
Yeah, because the reality is your mind grasps what it can only see.
Yeah.
And in order for you to see it and be a visionary of it, you got to have an example somewhere.
Somewhere.
How can you dream about a particular thing if you never seen anything close to it?
Yeah.
I want to be a pilot. How do you even know you want to be a pilot? Like, and if you've, you know what I mean? Unless you've seen it in a book.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
You know, but if we're not taught, you know, or see people that look like us doing great things, then sometimes our kids think that it's only for a particular type of people.
Or they just plain old get discouraged.
It's true.
You know, discouraged. But I want you out there listening to be encouraged. Whether it's the young man, the young woman, the older man, the older one, whoever you are listening right now,
mm-hmm.
I want you to be encouraged. One, because God is love. Two, is God created all of us in his image and likeness, First Lady.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference really in all of us is the pigmentation. Yes, there's some DNA and some technical stuff, you know, but the reality is some of us are a little lighter. Some of us are a little darker. Mm-hmm. Some of us have curly hair. Some of us got straight hair. Some of us got a combination of both. But the reality is Black history is American history, folks. We are all one in Christ Jesus.
And I'm not even going to...
We are all one.
I'm not even going to lie. You know, when I started to hear that phrase, in my mind, I'm like, what do you mean Black history is part of American history? It's when you do your research to see the endless amount of people that have created so many of the things that we are using today that made a mark. They were the first, y'all, that made a mark in the earth. And then from there, people duplicated what they've already created, which made they were history makers. You know, the first to create certain things, and you know, from the music, you know, to the equipment and the things that we use.
Inventions. You name it.
Yeah.
It's been done.
It's been done. And they, we don't get a chance to really talk about or teach it. And it's important for us to teach our children where they come from. Because it will open up their minds. You know, I know it did for me as a grown adult.
And expand your vision. It expands your vision.
And the possibilities of things that I could have done and still have the ability to do.
It expands your vision.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about the father of Black history.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the father of Black history.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
Yeah.
And many of you may have never heard that name before. But Black History Month, amen, began, the celebration started as Negro History Week.
Right.
Started as just a week. But Dr. Woodson chose the second week of February to honor the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know my birthday was in February, too. So I say thank you, Dr. Woodson.
Yeah. And in 1976, the celebration was expanded to
expanded.
The entire month. But it didn't start like that. It was just for the week of
expanded
the second week of February
to the entire month in 1976. Yes, I'm a bicentennial baby as well.
Mm-hmm.
But in 1976, the celebration expanded to a month. But the reality is Black history is American history and all the histories of all the cultures.
Mm-hmm.
America is the melting pot.
Oh, my goodness.
And we should be sharing the history
of one another.
All people all the time.
All the time.
See, because when we know of one another, when we learn each other's cultures, then we can understand one another and live in peace.
I totally agree with that.
And harmony.
Yep.
Peace and harmony.
Yeah.
And the reality is Dr. Carter G. Woodson, the father of Black history, the one who stepped out on faith, the one who made some noise, the one who was not afraid to advocate and shake some things up, started from the 1 week and then progressed to 1 month. But I'm saying that Black History Month is American history, and it actually should be celebrated 12 months out of the year.
Yeah, we definitely have to do our due diligence. Well, let's talk about someone, Elizabeth Bessie Coleman. No one had ever heard of a Black woman pilot in 1919. She refused to take no for an answer. Come on, first woman pilot, Elizabeth Bessie Coleman.
Bessie Coleman. And hold tight, we're about to go into a commercial break. Amen. And we'll be right back.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah.
We are back again on Total Transformation Radio, and we are dealing with the theme, Black History is American History. We just started talking about Dr. Carter G. Woodson, and now we're moving into one of my favorites, Elizabeth Bessie Coleman.
Come on, Bessie.
First Lady, tell us about Bessie. Because that's an old school name.
Yeah.
Grandmama and auntie and great-grandmama talk about Bessie. Somebody know a Bessie.
Bessie was no joke. Okay.
Bessie did not
play
games.
Bessie. No. No one had ever heard of a Black woman pilot in 1919. Come on. She had a vision.
Yeah.
Something was stirring up in her belly.
Yes.
That she had to do this first Black woman pilot.
My goodness, my goodness. And she refused to take no for an answer.
Wow.
Look, we talk about purpose and destiny often.
Yeah.
And the reality is when you've been ordained by God to do something great and be the first to do it, that inaugural person, that inaugural event, God has specifically called you to do it. You better walk it out.
Yeah.
Like Bessie did.
All right.
Walk it out, because can you imagine? First of all, she probably didn't really know much about planes. She probably didn't know much about piloting. She had to learn that thing.
Yeah.
And then get it to a place where she understood and would keep pressing until she got it.
My goodness. But let's move on to Garrett Morgan.
Oh, yeah. Good old Garrett Morgan.
Who created the gas mask plus the traffic lights.
Come on.
Now, first of all, I thank God for Garrett Morgan, because while I was in the military for basic training, we had to do something where, you know, I don't know what they use, but if it wasn't for that gas mask, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Oh, the CS gas.
the CS gas. That thing is lethal during that training.
Man.
And it's like you got like a few seconds to hold your breath and hurry up and put that thing on. Thank you, Garrett.
We say thank you to Garrett for the traffic light too. Because a whole lot of folk, even with the traffic light, a whole lot of folks are still running red lights.
My.
A whole lot of folks are not yielding on the yellow. A whole lot of folks are even stopping on go. So I don't get it. I'm confused.
Yeah.
But the reality is Mr. Garrett Morgan was an inventor.
Yeah.
But he also was a black man.
Yes.
He was a strong man. And he invented things that blessed the world.
He made a mark here in the earth.
In the earth.
Come on. Who would have thought that?
Earth.
Hey, we need a traffic light.
In the earth.
There's no control here over all this traffic. People are just going and there's accidents happening.
And
so
doing.
Let me tell you something. God is so phenomenal because he is the author, right? And he is the creator of all things.
Come
and
on.
Because we are made in his image and likeness, we also have the ability to create.
Yes.
And it's phenomenal how God gives us these ideas.
Come on.
You know, he sends us here with, believe it or not, with all our stuff.
Come on.
And we each are here with an assignment, but our assignment is to solve a problem.
Come on.
And the problem that Garrett saw that we had was that we needed gas masks and we needed traffic lights. I love that. But let's
move on. Are you a problem solver?
I'm definitely.
Hold on. Let's stay right here. Let's stay right here for a minute.
I'm a problem
because
solver.
Because the reality, you said something there, First Lady, about problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at folks who have been great and who are currently great, they came up with a solution to something.
Yeah.
See, you know, Garrett Morgan came up with a solution for, you know, needing the ability to breathe in the midst of difficult breathing situations. And then in the traffic you already talked about, and the reality of the traffic and the traffic problems. Could you imagine today if there was not one traffic light or one stop sign on the road, what type of chaos we would be living in?
Well, while you're talking about that, let's talk about the person who created dry cleaning in the first place. Thomas Jennings.
We got a lot of folks
now. That's another problem. Nobody want to go out with wrinkled clothes. You know, like your suit needs to be pressed, your shirt needs to be pressed.
And nobody want to wash a whole lot of laundry.
Come on. Did you know that dry cleaning was invented in 1821 by a black man named Thomas Jennings? Thomas Jennings owned a dry cleaning business in New York City and was the first black man in the United States to be granted a patent.
Come on, y'all.
That's phenomenal.
That is significant. And most of you, I know, you know, whenever this information is shared and taught, most people have no clue about these folks. And that's why it's so important today to encourage you and to educate you and to inspire you, not only to know that black history is American history, but to understand that you come from a great and significant people.
Yeah.
We
have a legacy.
We have a legacy. Mm-hmm. Black history is a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Black history is American history.
So why is it left out in our history books, and why aren't they teaching this
that.
In the schools? I'm having a problem.
And we're working towards that, getting this type of teaching in the schools.
Yeah, we need it.
In the books.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done some of these presentations in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is nobody could answer the question.
Wow.
So that's why we're here educating you today.
But even
our
people,
listeners,
we don't know
the history.
Yeah.
Until you dig deep and do some self study and do some self reflecting.
Yeah.
You will not know your history.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for all cultures.
Yep.
You will not know your history unless you dig deep, or unless the grands and great grands pass it down, that verbal history, that unwritten history. I have a lot of that in my head from my grandparents and great grandparents. But the reality is there was so much more that even they did not know.
True.
But they shared what they knew.
I mean, there was a time where we weren't allowed to read. There was a time where we weren't allowed to document these types of things. So there's a lot of history that we still don't have access to because we weren't allowed.
It was undocumented.
We weren't allowed to document it. You know, most of them couldn't read. I'm a first generation college graduate as an African American. And so just to show you... You know,
born in Haiti,
Came
to the States, at seven.
Yeah, first generation.
Amen.
So just to show you how deep this
and how far and how blessed God is and how he blessed you.
Mm-hmm.
That in spite of not knowing the language, look at what God has used you to do.
Yeah, I had to come here and learn the English
and
language.
Learn. See, you know, and it's interesting because my story is much different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandmother was a preschool teacher and education was number one. Like it was generationally four and five and six generations in my families. And I say all my families because I'm a Howard, I'm a Sidnor, I'm a Butler, I'm a Solomon, I'm a Johnson, I'm a Smith. Mm-hmm. The list goes on because I'm a makeup of all of those people. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that academic and education was critical in our family, and they knew it.
And
because if you're not educated, you are going to be left behind in this world.
You know, and just to reference what we were talking about as far as things not being documented, I'm pretty sure my family line had scholars, lawyers, and doctors, but because it wasn't documented, you know, in Haiti, no one knows.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm the first generation college graduate here in America, but I'm pretty sure I've had people in my family in Haiti that
come from a great line.
Yeah.
A great line.
But it's not documented, so I don't know.
And some undocumented. But the reality is Black history, and I keep saying this because it's critical that we all begin to understand that.
But let's talk about Madam C.J. Walker. What problem does she solve, ladies? If you got
well,
curly,
hopefully y'all know about Madam C.J. Walker.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Is a name.
A staple
among names.
Yeah, Madam C.J. Walker was the first American businesswoman to become a millionaire. She created hair products for African American hair. Our hair is definitely different.
Madam C.J. Walker was a boss. Can somebody say a boss?
I'm so happy that there's such a trend now where African American women have embraced the hair texture of their hair.
And men,
you ain't lying.
Look, I let my locks flow.
Dr. Howard have locks
I let
now.
Them flow. I went from a baldy to locks on my head. But the reality is Madam C.J. Walker.
She created hair products for
an amazing,
hair type.
Yeah. Amazing example and inspiration for all people, but especially for Black women girls.
Right. Back then they were pressing their hair, you know, because they wanted to fit in. And so she did create some products, not particularly to care for curly hair in its natural state, but more for the pressed hair. As you can see her photo right there. Yeah. So we've come a long way.
But look at this. The first American business woman. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say the first Black American businesswoman.
Right.
The first American businesswoman to be a millionaire.
Wow.
To be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And
as a woman.
She created hair products for African American hair.
Yeah.
And Madam C.J. Walker. That's all I can say. Businesswoman extraordinaire, someone way before their times.
Yeah.
And look at all the now CEOs.
Yeah.
Black women, Black men, entrepreneurs.
Come on.
You know, that when we stand on the shoulders of those who've come before us,
giants.
There's endless possibilities.
Yeah.
Endless possibilities.
Yeah.
And Madam C.J. Walker is one of our highlights in this Black History Month.
Yes.
We could not go through this month without mentioning one of our all-stars.
Yeah.
One of our examples and one of the greatest Black women entrepreneurs to ever live. And we will be back to talk about more of these wonderful, exciting Black history folks who have changed the world. Hello, I am Dr. Howard.
And I am First Lady Vanessa Howard.
On Total Transformation Radio. Do you need energy, healing, or weight loss?
Then get your CMOS today at eatacure.com, 856-718-9139.
Hello, this is Marcia Moore, founder of Eatacure LLC. Our mission is teaching you wellness living through various products, services, and health coaching for a better lifestyle. You can reach us at www.eatacure.com, area code 856-718-9139, or eatacure@gmail.com. Eatacure, eat to live. There's more to life. Cheers to wellness.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Terra Oils for all your natural hair needs at myterraoils.com. That's MyTerraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back again on Total Transformation Radio. We just finished talking about Madam C.J. Walker.
My, my, my.
The first American businesswoman to become a millionaire. Mm-mm. But First Lady, we're going to transition over to some music history.
Some artists.
Some artists, some music folk. And we want to hear a little bit about some of these musicians and singers who made an impact on America.
Well, amongst them are Louis Armstrong.
Yes, good old Louis.
Louis was not playing. It says Louis Armstrong records the first of a series of singles for Okie Records with his Hot 5 and Hot 7 combos. The trumpeters take on the songs, including St. James Infirmary, Basin Street Blues, and the Muskrat Ramble, helped to change the course of American music. As writer Charles Hiroshi Garrett noted in a review of a 2000 collection of complete recordings, this music has been described as the birthplace of jazz, the musical shot heard around the world. The Alps of Jazz. Yep. 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 Louis Armstrong.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The reality is, you know, Louis Armstrong, the trumpeter.
Yeah.
Music's holy grail.
Yeah.
And it's Rosetta Stone, the reality of music.
Yeah.
He was gifted. He was anointed. And he set the stage. Really, really formulated jazz. It was kind of like that fire starter.
Yep. In jazz music. You know, he played at the Apollo Theater, opened up a lot for them, and became a cultural and musical mecca in the heart of the Harlem neighborhood in New York. So
And music
that was a stomping ground.
Is, you know, the Apollo Theater, you know, to open there and to be able to be on that big stage, you know, and just become a cultural and musical mecca, you know, where he was in the midst of it, First Lady.
Yeah.
And when you are great, when you have a gift or a talent, the world needs to share in it.
Yes.
The world needs to hear your gift. The world needs to see your gift. And remember that today, in this Black History Month, on its final day, don't forget that Black history is American history.
Yes. I have someone else that I found
out. Come on, tell us about these folks.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Released Down by the Riverside, which highlights her pioneering electric guitar playing, which is widely cited as an influence for the countless rock and roll musicians.
Yeah, yeah.
The Library of Congress added the song to the National Recording Registry in 2004, saying the song captures her spirited guitar playing and unique vocal style, demonstrating clearly her influence on early rhythm and blues performers. Her originality played a pivotal role in the conception of rock and roll as a genre of music and earned her the honorific, the godmother of rock and roll.
Yes. Did y'all know that? Because I didn't know that until the other day. But Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Yep.
My. The godmother of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. How many of y'all heard about her? Because I certainly didn't hear about her until a few days ago. But the reality is this.
Yes.
There's a lot of great folk doing a lot of great things out there that have done in the past that we are not familiar with. Mm-hmm. But we need to get familiar with, because the reality is, you know, our future is really influenced by our past.
Yes.
And if we understand the folks whose shoulders we're standing on, if we learn the history, if we learn what it is, his story, if we learn that, then we can propel and move into greatness and walk in our purpose and destiny.
Yes.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, she didn't realize that she was going to change the world.
Yes.
She didn't realize that she was going to be the it. She didn't realize that.
Yeah.
And the reality that most groundbreaking folk don't realize that what they're even doing is groundbreaking until sometime later.
Yes, she was the godmother of rock and roll. That is phenomenal.
And I'll tell you, I love music, all types of music, but I can't play anything. I wish I could. You know, I tried even the ukulele, and that was too difficult for me. First they said, yes, I tried a ukulele, but I had to put that thing back in wherever I got it from. But the reality is I can't play any types of instruments. I try to sing, but my wife will tell me I can't sing either, but I say the devil is a liar. Amen. But the reality is, whatever gift that God has given you, whatever gift that God has created you for, whatever purpose and destiny that you are to walk in the earth and be a blessing to those in front of you and those coming behind you. Did you hear what I said? Come, those in front of you and those coming behind you. God is good.
Yes, he is, all the time.
He is so good. He's so good. And I want to talk about a few more of these folks, these Black history folks. And the reality is they've made an impact.
Mm-hmm.
They've made a mark on history. And I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. This little known Black history fact about a politician and educator named Shirley Chisholm. She survived three assassination attempts during her campaign for the 1972 U.S. presidential election. Y'all didn't know that, did you? I know that many folk didn't know that until they just heard it right now, all of you out there listening.
Mm-mm-mm.
For the 1972 U.S. presidential election, Shirley Chisholm survived three assassination attempts during her campaign. Cannot we all just get along?
But nonetheless.
And love one another. She was the first woman to run for the Democratic presidential nomination. And in 1968, she was the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. Congress.
That's right. So she couldn't become president.
Let me say it again. Black history.
Yeah.
is American history.
Amen.
Shirley Chisholm. Don't forget that name.
Yeah.
And do some homework, young people out there listening, old people out there listening. All folks need to know these names because they're critical in American
history. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Really, really good. So Kamala, listen, she.
Our current vice president, huh?
African-American. So it's been a long time coming.
And a female at that.
Yes.
And the reality is, you know, God prepares us as a people over and over,
you know,
and over again.
And I think what's standing out to me, though, is the countless amount of people that came before us that made an attempt to become X, Y, or Z, and they couldn't make it. But here we are today. We're standing on trailblazers, people who attempted and fought so that we can get here and have the opportunities
Black
that we have.
History is American history. Folks have to come before you and blaze a trail so that others can come behind. And it makes things easier for those coming behind you.
Yeah.
See, I am preparing First Lady to blaze a trail so that our children and children from generation to generation can come behind and do even greater works.
Yes.
See, we have to understand that the reality is this. If we do not teach, if we do not show, share, educate, then folks will be uneducated.
Yeah.
And the worst thing for somebody to do in this world is to be uneducated or undereducated. Because in this world, you need education. And today, all of you out there listening are being provided a Black history education. Just a small portion of the big picture.
Yes, yes.
Black history is American history, First Lady.
Can we delve into Marian Anderson for a second?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Marian Anderson.
You got a few minutes with Marian.
is the first Black singer to perform with the New York Metropolitan Opera.
Yes, yes.
It was, growing up in school, by the time I went into junior high school, I was being taught classical
music. Where are you
from?
Where'd you go?
New York. Well, I went to Mark Twain Intermediate High School of the Performing Arts. Thank you, Mr. Peters. He helped me get into that school. And then I met Mr. Postel, who helped me get into LaGuardia High School of the Performing Arts. But I was introduced to classical music and my eyes was wide open.
Mm.
Like, are you serious? Music could sound like this. And I became a classical singer as an African American. And when people meet me, they're like, how did you learn how to sing classical music?
Yes.
As an African American singer, because it wasn't common for Black people to sing that kind of music, because you have to go to school to learn.
And look at this here.
Mm-hmm.
Marian Anderson.
I wasn't the first.
When I found out
about her, I was just
blown away
when I found out about it, I was like, there was another Black person that learned classical music, and she was phenomenal.
Yes.
So this is what happens to our children when they find out, like, there's a Black person that plays basketball, Michael Jordan, like, you know, there's Michael Jackson and
Black CEO or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like
professor,
it's
president
opener,
of
like,
university.
Wow, there's someone like me that can do that, you know, and
you
so you kind of make that connection.
It's somebody like me.
Yeah.
And it makes an immediate connection.
Yeah. That's what happened for me.
An immediate connection. And Marian Anderson, you know, she can sing.
Oh, she was
and
phenomenal.
And she sang all over the world.
All over the world.
You know, some
had challenges.
Many challenges. But see, when you're a trailblazer, when you just don't quit like Bessie, don't forget about Bessie. Don't forget about Bessie now. She got up in there. She was a pilot.
Yes.
And she never gave up. And guess what? Marian Anderson never gave up. And what am I encouraging you to do today, all of you out there listening, to never give up. We will be back again after this message.
This is Dr. Howard.
And First Lady Vanessa Howard.
From Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. We are calling all indie Christian recording artists to submit your music to the new Spotify playlist at Buzzing Indie Gospel Music by Gospel Music Buzz.
If your music has a powerful gospel message with the lyrics to inspire, submit your Christian music to Gospel Music Buzz at Gospel Music Buzz at Gmail and on Instagram at Gospel Music Buzz.
We look forward to listening. Peace and blessings.
Welcome back. We are here again on Total Transformation Radio. Black history is American history. Let's do it. We've been talking about these folks who have been doing great things. We just finished talking about Marian Anderson, that classical singer who did it and is still doing it if you go on YouTube. And the reality is she is one of the greats and others are standing on her shoulders. Come on. Everyone's standing on their shoulders.
Prince.
We got a lot of folks. Who,
Whitney.
As a result of seeing and hearing about a Marian Anderson a long time ago, they realized that they could do it too.
That's right. You're right.
Black history is American history. And I want to ask the question, did you know that the black man invented the following? And I'll tell you, one, the pencil sharpener. Did you know that a black man invented the pencil sharpener? Did you know that a black man invented the trolley car power system?
My God.
The first traffic light, which you found out earlier. The street sweeper truck. The corn and cotton seed planter. The strong box. The common dustpan. The automatic elevator door. Wow. The fire escape ladder and the first clothes dryer.
Right.
Did you know that a black man invented all of those things?
Hold up. Talk about it. Fire extinguisher? You're kidding.
Talk about it. Fire escape ladder.
And the fire extinguisher.
Oh, yeah. I done left some stuff out here. Fire extinguisher
but
I left
we need
out.
That. We still use this stuff today.
The carbon filament for the light bulb.
Mm.
My. Ooh, the Jenny coupler for train cars. I mean, look at all of these amazing inventions that were invented by a black man. Once again, I say black history is American history. So I want you all to be encouraged. And I want to talk about these three wonderful, wonderful ladies. And you may have never known them, but I want to talk about them because they accomplished something in 1921. These three women were the first black women to earn their PhD. One from the University of Chicago, one from the University of Penn, and another from Radcliffe College in 1921. Did anybody hear what I just said? 1921, these women got their PhD. They earned the highest level of doctoral degree. The first individual name I'll mention is Georgiana Simpson, University of Chicago, PhD. The second woman I'll mention is Sadie T. Alexander, University of Penn, PhD. And the final woman, Eva B. Dykes, PhD from Radcliffe College in 1921. That was unheard of. That was unheard of. Women in general, but African Americans getting their PhDs. So we commend these three women and the many, 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 many other men and women over the years who stood on their shoulders to receive their doctoral degrees, undergraduate degrees, master's degrees as well. Yes. Remember, folks, that Black history is American history. Come on. I got something right here. We're going to talk about basketball for a moment. And I know everybody in Philly, all you out there listening, is real excited about what's going on in Philly. We got a new point guard. Come on. Our center's showing up. Everybody, the whole team is just elevating, elevating, elevating. Amen. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Go Sixers. Go Sixers. Yes. Oh, yes. Sweet music. Come on.
Hey.
We're talking about basketball right now. And I want you to know, hey. Oh, yeah. We got a little praise break here. Come on. 76ers. Come on. We going. We going to the finals. Let's do it.
Here they come. Philadelphia.
Yes, yes, yes. Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
So who are we talking about now?
NBA barrier breaker. Earl Lloyd.
My goodness.
Earl Lloyd. Do y'all know that name?
Trailblazer.
First African-American to play in an NBA regular season game.
Wow.
On 10/31/50. My Lord. That was a long time ago.
Jeez.
That was almost somewhat 72 years ago. Wow. Wow. But for those who did not know Earl Lloyd, I want you to know him today. And I want you to know that Wilt the Stilt, I want you to know that Jordan, I want you to know that LeBron and all the ones coming after stood on the shoulders of
ago.
This man. He was an NBA barrier breaker.
Yeah.
Earl Lloyd, the first African-American to play in an NBA regular season game.
That's phenomenal.
Phenomenal. And we are coming to a close. Remember that Black history is American history. And the reality is this. We are so excited and thankful and grateful for this opportunity today to share Black history with you. Now it's time for our Preacher's Corner as we close out on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM.
Hi, I'm Lady Artis, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's scripture reading can be found in Genesis chapter 1, and it's verse 27. It reads, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." This scripture does not mean that God is in human form, but rather that humans are in the image of God in our moral, spiritual, and intellectual nature. It also means that we've been endowed to walk in the power and authority that Jesus walks in. As Black History Month comes to a close, I can't help but think about who God has been to us as a people. The word that I hold dear to my heart is deliverer. Growing up in the Black church, we were always reminded of how God delivered our people from slavery. Throughout the Civil Rights Movement and unjust Jim Crow laws and beyond, The suffering and oppression of African Americans were often compared to God's hand and deliverance of his chosen people, Israel, in the Old Testament. God's deliverance of the Israelites from their sufferings at the hands of Pharaoh in Egypt provided African Americans with the hope and inspiration that God would also deliver them from their oppressors. So, if we're created in the image of God, that means that we're created to be deliverers as well. We are to be deliverers of our brothers and sisters. Maybe you're not in physical slavery or bondage today, but your mind is stuck in the bondage of your past. If you desire true freedom today, that only comes with a relationship with Christ. So I'm going to ask that you pray this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I'm a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross. And because he rose on the third day with all power, I have been forgiven. I now walk in the authority that Christ Jesus walks in. Today, I make you Lord over my life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you now walk in the power and the authority of your Savior. And you now can be a deliverer of those that you encounter because you are created in the image of Christ. I leave you with the same words that God left Joshua with as he brought the Israelites out of the wilderness. He says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Be reminded today that God is with you. He is your deliverer. Be blessed.